It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we're talking about making changes. It's the middle of January. Did you make a New Year's resolution?
You know, I always make some, and this is going to sound silly, but one was to wash my hair less, because every time I am out with my girlfriends, I'm always like, your hair looks great. They said, oh, this is day three of not washing. I'm like, what? I wash mine every day. And then they always say, it's so bad for you. It dries it out. It's terrible. And I've just always been this girl that has to wash her hair every day. So I'm really trying to do it less.
Is it working?
I have.
What's today?
Today I did wash it today.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it looks fabulous
thank
today.
Thank you.
But I think your hair always looks fabulous.
Well, you're sweet. I need it to not be so dry and like brittle, I feel like it gets.
Well, especially in the winter.
Right.
It's.
Well, speaking of that, my other one was to moisturize more. Because I feel like it's easy to skip every morning. Like, even though
is.
I know I should be doing it, I'm like, and then before you know it, it's like you're so dry. And
well, yeah, because you're standing there and you're damp and the bathroom's cold and all you want to do is put the robe. Is this
right.
TMI? Is this?
No.
And you just want to put the robe on and get warm.
Yes.
But you're like, oh no, I should moisturize.
Right. And then the other one that wasn't, many people did not, well, mostly my family members thought this was odd. I said, I'm going to care less this year. And they were all like, oh, that sounds really nice. And I go, well, I care so much about everything, including what we've talked about in the past. Just care so much about being the perfect this, being the perfect that. And you got to let some of this stuff go. And no one's dying. No one's going to come take the kids away. You know, I have to like let it, you know, relax a little bit on all this kind of stuff.
Wow. Those are very impressive resolutions.
Well, thanks.
I mean, those are really life-changing resolutions.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a lot. Health is the moisturizing thing because, you know, they always say the
yes.
skin, not always say, it's the fact, skin's the biggest organ.
I know.
And my mom had great skin, you know, fortunately, and she grew up in Virginia and, you know, she always didn't have wrinkles, had great skin. So I tell Grace, who's my 15-year-old all the time, are you moisturizing every day? Are you doing, because you got it, if you get in that habit, you just, if you miss a day, you're feeling it. But
yeah.
You grow up like me, who wasn't doing it all the time, you can go weeks.
Exactly.
And then and dry then you, out like
and
a raisin.
Yes. And then you get all itchy. You're like, wait, what's wrong?
Right. Or my friend, she said the thing that stuck with me forever. It's hilarious. She said, you know when trouser socks were big?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would talk about how we weren't moisturizing enough. She's like, yeah, I hate when at the end of the day, I take my pull my trouser socks down and it looks like a snowstorm's happened. Ever since, that sticks with me every time where I'm like, you need to put the lotion on, Lynn. Put it on. What about you?
That is, I did not really, I made one this year.
Okay.
And I made it late.
That's fine.
Because I'm never any good at resolutions. Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year. Well, no, okay, I did make that one. I made this one again this year because I make it every year. And I've already failed.
Oh, no. Well, you haven't failed. See, that's the thing about resolutions. People feel like if they skip a day or don't do it, it's done and now we quit. I'll wait till next January 1st.
No,
you can always restart.
Exactly. No, and that is a great point. You can always restart. I am not a very good journaler and I'm a writer. So mm-hmm. I should be better at journaling and I'm not. And so every year I'm like, I'm going to journal every day. And I think I've done it one day so far this year.
Okay, so, you know, I was talking to a friend over the weekend. She had been listening to a speaker who was talking about resolutions and how best to do them. One was to be very specific. So you don't just say, I'm going to eat healthier.
Well, right.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Right? So add 2 more vegetables every day to my habits, you know, whatever it is. So when you say you're going to journal more, do you have a time? Like I'll journal 30 minutes a day. Is it, I want to get 3 pages done. Like what is.
It was to write in my journal every single day. Like at least a page.
Okay. Well,
and
that's very specific.
It's over. No, really? It's not over.
You're not even going to, you're not even writing anymore.
No, I am writing.
Yes.
And it is funny though that I'm doing other writing
mm-hmm.
and I do think it will, I think I'll get it back and,
yeah.
and eventually I'll get there. I'm obviously writing in it as much as I need to, but it is funny because talking about this, I was writing down things that have worked for me in the past and things that didn't and what I've done. And I had started writing a book in 2006.
Wow.
Called, I don't know if you remember when I was working on this, called A Year in the Life of a Pisces, because I had a very weird night followed by a very specific horoscope. You remember reading your horoscope in the paper? Do you do that? I used to do it every day.
Okay.
And not only did I read it every day, but if I thought, if it was something applicable or whatever, I would cut it out.
Right.
And I had double stick tape and I would stick it into my planner.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a very freaky, dead on horoscope. So I'm like, I'm going to keep track of my horoscope every day for a year and see if it's accurate. See how accurate it is.
Yeah.
And so I was writing. So I'm looking back at the beginning of this book because I actually did do it. And then I did start writing the book, which I did not finish. I did the project, but I didn't finish the book. However, so the first thing I'm writing about is how I want to do this project, but I don't have faith in myself in seeing it through because, and here's the quote, I get a lot of ideas, but rarely see them through. I've never run a marathon or written one. So this is 2006. And I'm like, okay, that's what I, that was what was true of myself then.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at that now in 2018, I've run a marathon and I've run at least six half marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, why, how did I make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you ever have like a, because I know I've had this in the past, fear of finishing something?
Oh gosh, yes.
See that, and why though, with especially with you and your writing, and that was a great idea. I mean, I love the idea. And horoscopes, so huge back then. They're still huge. We're just not cutting them out of the paper, but we're reading them online or the apps. So where's the book stand now? Is it something you'd revisit?
I don't know. I should look at it and revisit it, and I may be able to repurpose it in some way. And I will be honest, I was writing it, and I got to a point about 3/4 of the way through, and I was writing about something that happened when my dad ended up in the hospital, and it involved my in-laws, and I was like, I can't put this out there because people aren't going to like me.
What?
Well, it was just, yeah. So I kind of stopped it because, of, you know, you hear people when they're working on memoirs and they're like, whoa, I can't say that about that person.
Oh, right.
So it, that's where it stopped. And I also think I did have a fear of finishing it. And that was a darn handy excuse at the time.
Right.
So,
But back to your journaling for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is stopping you from getting a page done every day right now?
I haven't made it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have like an evening routine.
Okay.
Like I have a morning routine. I don't have an evening routine. So I need to establish an evening routine. I don't know.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, I am just exhausted. And it's like, sometimes that journal looks so heavy.
Right.
How am I going to lift that?
Yeah. And then something else.
And where's a pen?
Right.
I'll never find one.
Right. Right.
And in the nightstand drawer, which has like six of them in there.
Right.
That I've stolen from various restaurants around the world.
You are a pen stealer.
I am a pen thief.
That will be another.
But my
episode.
my other resolution, which I am working on, although it's one of those weird nebulous ones, it's hard to work, it's kind of like caring less, is trusting my instincts more, and paying attention to them.
That is good. So just even that is just when you, it's not like a certain goal, because you can't be like, I'm going to trust my instincts 3 times a week, you know. But it's your in your brain that when something happens, it's now going to be something that immediately you think of, this was something I said I had to do better.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And so I was out running the other day and I saw a car coming towards me and I'm like, ooh, I bet that's, it was somebody from my neighborhood who I don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this weird feeling in my stomach. And sure enough, it was her and her husband.
Is that crazy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've not seen them in years. And I was like, okay. But I made myself while I was running go, okay, you trusted, your instincts were right.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge that so that they show up for you more often.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. And I was doing some writing this morning for a workshop that I did. And I realized while I was writing that I've been instinctively writing stuff that I needed to prepare myself to work on something. Like, it's hard to describe, mm-hmm. but it was like one of those weird realizations. It's like, you know, you should be working on this. Oh my gosh, I have been working on that.
Right.
Like, whoa, it kind of scared me.
Wow. Well, that's an epiphany?
It was kind of an epiphany.
Aha moment?
Yeah, can we quote Oprah?
Is that too soon?
Who doesn't?
Right. Too soon.
Too soon.
But, you know, helping other people stick to their resolutions, you know, something else I heard is, which I think is great. What's that saying? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You can't take it all on at once. So, and I was, as I'm sure many are like, you know, do this all the time. You start the resolution like we just touched
and
on.
And it's grandiose.
Yes, it's big. Mm-hmm. It is huge. And, you know, before you know it, you already failed one day or, you know, so you stop and then you just put it on the back burner. But if you look at it not as a year resolution, but a month to month, or a week to week.
Oh, I like that.
Or even with you, maybe you could just say, for the next 7 days, I'm going to write one page minimum in my journal.
Oh.
So it's much more bite size.
Very good. Finger snaps
to you. Oh, thank you.
If my fingers weren't
could
so
snap.
Dry.
From, see, you got to moisturize everything.
Moisturized.
She's trying to snap. But yeah, I thought, right when I heard that, it was like load off my back. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, because, you know, we put all this pressure. I'm going to do this huge thing over the whole entire year. And then the first week that you can't, whether the kids got in the way, you felt, you know, you got sick, you had to go on an unexpected trip. You feel like it's all,
it's gone.
Gone to
it's over. I blew it.
Right.
Might as well wait for 2020. That's
exactly.
A nice even number anyway.
I'll do everything then.
2020. What a great time to start something, right? It's a big new decade.
Right.
There's two 20s in it.
Yes.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. Now, well, I have also found over the years, because so like reading that book made me realize, oh, I've actually accomplished some stuff.
Right.
How did I do that? Mm-hmm. So I sat and thought. And so one thing I know about myself is, like, when it came to running, when I was training for a half marathon or the marathon, I knew I could not make myself do it
mm-hmm.
on my own. So luckily there's an app for that. So I found an app and it was like, when is the race you want to run? How long is that race? And how many times a week do you want to train for it? And so I put all those things in there and then it sent me a schedule and it said Monday, run 2 miles, Thursday, run 2.5 miles. And just being told what to do and how to do it took not all of the pressure, but some of the pressure off me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so easy to go out. It was much easier to go out because I was like, well, I have to do this.
Right.
The app said I.
Yeah.
But if I had gone, if I'd been trying to do it myself, going, okay, I know I've got to run, you know, 26 miles in October and it's April. How many should I be running now? And you know, it was
right. There's you think too much about it and you just it gets too much and you can't do it.
Just taking that little bit of pressure off.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe I'm dumb. Maybe people can figure it out for themselves.
No, I'm sitting
here. I can't.
I'm thinking I need the app because I see people run, you know, and I'm like, I want to be that person that's running. But every time I run, you know, outside, I feel like I look like I'm flailing, like I just robbed a bank or something. And then I feel like I can't, if a car's coming, even though I'm going to die, I have to keep running because they're going to think I'm a quitter when I start walking. So I wait till they're totally out of sight and then I walk and then I don't run again until I see another car coming straight.
Okay.
So when you say the app was like, run 2 miles today, I need like run to the second driveway. You know what I mean? Like I need real
baby
steps.
It started off slow. And I'm going to tell you this because I have been running for years now. And one thing I still have days where I stop and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time with that because I had a hard time with that for the longest time because I was like, if I don't keep running the entire time, it's not a run.
Right.
No, not true.
Okay. See, again, this is like
not
letting ourselves off the hook
exactly.
A little bit, right?
And if you get out there and put the miles in and nobody cares what you look like, somebody may drive by and go, oh, that person looks like they're running funny, but
right.
You're going to forget it 30 seconds later and you don't know them anyway.
Yeah.
And most of the time when I see somebody running by the side of the road, I'm like, oh, good for them.
Right.
I'm never thinking, they look like a goofball.
That's true, because I usually always think I'm a little bit jealous. You know, I did run, and this could also be what scarred me. I did run one 5K in my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the one I picked was the zombie run. Which zombies are also chasing you, and I already can't run. So my son, who was excited to do it because it was the time of the Walking Dead, and he was like, yeah, let's do this. I said, okay, for a week. I'm like, Kenny, you know, you can't leave me out there because I'm not a runner and I don't know how this is going to go. And he's like, no, I won't leave you. I won't leave you. And as it was 24 hours prior to the race, I'm literally feeling sick to my stomach. You know, what if I can't even make it? What if everyone's running and I'm the only one that walks? And so we're on our way there. And I said, now you understand. I mean, look at my palms. They're sweating. I am scared. Okay. I don't want you to leave me in this race, you know? And he's like, no, I won't. Literally, they ring the whistle or blow the whistle. And he says, see you, Mom. And takes off. And I'm like, what? So in a zombie run, you kind of got to be with a group because what they do is they try to grab a flag off your waist.
Yeah.
But I was all by myself walking. And so my flags were all stolen. So at that point, I'm like, every time the zombies approach me, I said, I'm like dead.
I'm dead.
But I got to get out of here somehow.
I'm one of you now.
Right. Exactly. Maybe I should have started with a kinder, gentler 5K.
You probably should have. And someday because I know this is going to be a topic in the future when we discuss failure, I will tell you about the 10K where I had to get a ride home from strangers halfway through the race, like a ride back to the, it was terrible.
Wow.
And, but other things, I want to keep going with resolutions and things that have worked. Another thing that works for me is commitment.
Yes.
Which is spending money and signing up for things I have to attend.
Yes.
So last year, I really wanted to kick up my writing. So I signed up for a writer's workshop, which I had to attend, and I had to bring writing in. And I signed up for writing competitions, which forced me to submit stuff by a certain date. In fact, I've got, I'm still doing that. I've got one coming up this weekend I'm very excited about. But I know, like all through December, when I didn't have any workshops and I didn't have any deadlines, very little writing got done.
And
so I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I need as much as I want to write.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no deadline, if there's no reason, I will... I'll find, you know, other things to do.
Right.
So I'll read somebody else's writing.
Exactly. Along that line, I'm also, I know exactly what you mean, because I'm also, I don't want to say cheap, like in the bad way, but I want to get my money's worth of something.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I really like this one yoga club by my house, but I'm doing it the most probably expensive way month to month because we're moving and it's not going to be convenient for me to go there.
Yeah.
So if I sign up, now I want to go every day.
Because you've paid for it.
Because I paid for it.
Yes.
Right? So that's, I totally know what you're talking about. Because if I pay for something, now it's game on. I've committed to it. I am going. I'm not going to be the person that pays X amount of dollars and goes twice in the month to yoga. And then I do the math and figured out that it costs $70 each time I went to yoga. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, that works for me too. It's making the investment. And then you realize later, it's like, oh, making the investment. Yes, that was an investment in,
right,
in me.
Yes.
Not just spending money to make me guilty. No, I invested in me, and look at me. I can move my leg a little 3 inches higher now.
Right, exactly. But you know another thing that works for me?
Okay, let's hear it.
Telling people.
That doesn't work for me.
It works for me. Especially on things like losing weight or exercise more, because people are so good at wanting to say, how's that going? How's the diet going? And then, you know, and I know, like, especially in the workplace, that happens all the time. I found this out a few years ago. I used to want to hide, like if I was on a diet. Don't want to tell anyone I'm on a diet. You know, I don't want anyone to hold me accountable, or I don't want, anytime I put, you know, if there's a peppermint on someone's desk and you eat a peppermint, they're like, is that allowed on your diet? You know, everyone becomes a diet coach when you tell them you're on a diet. But then I found out, you know what? If I'm really committed to this, I'm just going to tell people I'm on a diet. And hopefully,
that's like having a bunch of free diet coaches.
Exactly.
Because you're kind of an evil genius.
And it really worked.
Well done.
Yes. The year I did that, it was the best year I've ever had in like doing a diet for the New Year's resolution.
Well, that's so funny, because the one year, now that I think about it, the one year I don't like to say diet, but I did get healthier and lose weight. I got more fit and I lost weight as a result of getting more fit. I got a lot stronger, but it was when I was on the radio and I was part of this. I'd signed up for some
like a fitness challenge,
Michigan government challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to be held accountable.
Right.
And you're right. Just having something hold you accountable, no matter what you choose it to be, does help.
Like, right.
I know for me, it's classes, it's commitments. It's, I guess if you tell the right people.
Right.
You know, like I used to do the thing with my sisters. Okay, we're all going to do this. And then we would all fail in a month and be like, eh, never mind. You know,
well, you know who holds me the most accountable typically is my daughter.
Ah.
Because she's the first one that wants to get you. Mom, should you be eating that? You know, not always the diet, but whatever. Yeah. I say, if I say I'm going to do yoga 4 times a week.
Yes.
How many times did you do yoga? I mean, when you live with someone every
yes.
day, all day, you know, they can really, really help hold you accountable.
Wow, if only my son had a memory.
Oh, well, think of everything that you'd be journaling every day.
I know.
You'd be so much, yeah, so much better.
He's almost worse than I am. And I do know that there are a few books out there that have helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've told you about this. I don't know if we could say this on a podcast. So it's called You Are a Bad Butt.
Another word for butt that rhymes with grass.
Exactly. And a girlfriend of mine told me about this book last year, and it may not be everybody's thing, but it's funny. I read it last year, loved it, got the audiobook too, and then towards the end of 2018, I was just kind of waffling and feeling not sure of myself, wasn't, kind of lost a little bit of direction, and I was like, oh, I've got that book on my phone. I'll listen to it while I'm in the car. And I was like, Oh, I remember what I got from this the last time. And then I got something different from it listening to it. So if you find something, a book to listen to or a book to read or something like that that's inspiring to you,
right.
Like use that to keep you motivated.
Right.
And keep you, you know, on track. But also I think the biggest advice is what you first said is if you fall off track, if
right.
you fail,
mm-hmm.
if you skip a day or two, it's not the end of the world.
It's not. It's all just starting over. And you know what? So right now, my new lifestyle plan, before whenever I did these, I would never allow a cheat day or two cheat days or whatever. Now I do, because guess what? I'm still doing well 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So why am I beating myself up if I don't do perfect 7 days a week? So you got to let yourself off the hook a little bit. And so don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say it's over. Don't wait to 2020. You know,
I do like the idea of 2020, though.
Well, No, you don't.
My resolution for 2019 is going to be finding a really good resolution for 2020.
Okay. We'll help you with that.
Like, seriously, like I want something good, stellar, like something that's. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did hear about resolution a day, hashtag resolution a day. Yes. And I know someone that's doing it, and they have done things like they're going to walk 30 minutes a day. They're going to get up earlier each day, which is another one I started, because I'll tell you what, getting up earlier each day really helps you.
It is overrated.
No, I actually really like, I feel so accomplished when
this
I get
is from
stuff
someone
done.
Who used had to get up at 3 a.m. for years.
That's
I will
true.
Never,
that
ever in my life make that resolution ever.
Really?
I will never make that resolution.
Okay.
And the resolution a day thing, I don't understand that, because it's like, I feel like we're going back to that Seinfeld episode where the car rental company lost his reservation.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how to take the reservation. You don't know how to keep the reservation.
Right.
So it's like, if you're making a resolution every day, but are you keeping?
Well, that's what we'll see.
A resolution
like I said,
every day.
I do have a friend that's doing it, and I will check in on him.
That's just a lot to remember.
Floss daily. Don't take his iPad to bed. He actually put journal every night before he goes to bed. I mean, and it's all these little life improvements. So I think that's a little bit overwhelming for me. I just want to be, you know, healthier in general.
I would have to start out at like a resolution a month.
Right.
Is there the resolution a month club?
Yes.
Can I join that?
Let's start
club?
It right now.
Okay.
Let's start it in resolution a month. Why don't we do that? I love that.
Okay. So my resolution this month is to write in that darn journal.
Okay. All right.
Darn it. I'm going to do it now for a month.
All right. I think that's great.
And we'll check in next month. What's yours for this month?
So it can't be one of the first three I said?
Which one are you having the most difficulty with? Choose that one.
Okay.
And just and work on it for a month.
Okay. Okay. I know this is going to sound stupid to a lot of girls, but wash my hair less.
I know
because I wash it every day. And I
knew that's
stop.
What you were going to say.
Okay. So I'm going to try not to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to wash it tomorrow.
Oh,
I just put it out there. It's like permanent now.
It's done.
I'm not going to wash it tomorrow. It's, no matter what happens.
It's in the air.
Exactly.
Okay. We want to hear about your resolutions. We want to hear, we would love to have you contribute to the conversation. You can find us on Facebook at Stacey and Lynn Podcast on Facebook, or our page. It's not just you, that leads you to the same place. And we also have a phone number, if I can find it.
And while Stacey's looking for that.
Oh, 248-387-9616. I found it.
Thank you. On our Facebook page, we're going to be posting some tips. Stacey and I did a project, as well as another friend of mine joined us on it. On our Facebook, we asked for the best tips, best time-saving things, best products. And we have at least 200 responses from friends that are game changers.
Yes,
game
they
changers.
Are. And they may help you with some stuff. So again, if you want to text us, 248-387-9616, look for us on Facebook. It's not just you. I'm Stacey DeFord.
I'm Lynn Montemayor.
And we'll see you next week.